Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 8th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, Apple released iOS 17.4 this week, and we've talked a lot about all of the new features. But one thing that's gone under the radar is a big change for personal finance applications. Starting with iOS 17.4, budgeting apps can now access and import data from Apple Card, Apple Cash, and Apple Card Savings accounts information. You might recall that Apple Card previously offered integration with Mint, which was probably the biggest and most popular free budgeting service in the world. But Intuit announced in January that it would be shutting down Mint, meaning that there were no budgeting apps on the market that supported direct Apple Card integration. iOS 17.4 changes this by giving developers a way to access that information, and budgeting apps like Copilot, You Need a Budget, and Monarch Money have already added support for this feature. For example, when you choose to link an Apple Card with Copilot, you'll be taken through a process integrated directly into iOS 17.4. You'll authenticate with Face ID, choose which accounts you want to import, and then all of that information will be directly viewable in Copilot alongside your accounts from other institutions. Previously, apps like this required that you export your Apple Card data as a spreadsheet, then manually import that information back into the budgeting apps every time you wanted to update your transaction history. Hit the link in the show notes to see this new feature in action and check out some of the budgeting apps with support for the integration. In other news today, Apple has published a new document titled Apple's Non-Confidential Summary of DMA Compliance Report, in which it outlines policy changes now in effect and policy changes coming soon to comply with the Digital Markets Act in the European Union. For starters, Apple says that it will allow iPhone users in the European Union to switch their default navigation app from Apple Maps to something else sometime next year. So for example, in the first half of 2025, you'll be able to switch from Apple Maps to something like Google Maps as your default Maps app on your phone, as long as you live in the European Union. Apple will also, in the EU, add the ability to delete Safari from the iPhone before the end of this year. Apple also plans to expand app analytics data globally later this year, with what it describes as a secure solution for users to authorize developers to access data related to their users' personal data to the extent that it's available to Apple and to the extent that users have consented to that data being shared. So basically what all of this means is even though iOS 17.4 with all of the DMA changes like alternative app stores is already available, Apple still has a lot of other things in the works that it believes it has to do in order to comply with the DMA. So what we saw released earlier this week is only just the beginning. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. It automatically applies the best discount codes across over 100,000 retailer sites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, one other change Apple is making soon in the European Union is to make it easier to switch from iPhone to Android. Apple says that it is working on what it describes as a user-friendly way to transfer data from an iPhone to an Android device. Apple says that it is currently developing a solution to make it easier to transfer user data from an iPhone to a, quote, non-Apple phone, which you may know as an Android phone. The feature is currently slated for a launch around the fall of 2025, but it's unclear how exactly it would work. From Apple's description, it sounds like it is simply providing the tools for other companies like Google to build their own apps for transferring data. As it stands right now, Apple has a Move to iPhone app on Android that helps users transfer their data from an Android device to an iPhone, and Google recently launched its own take on that app for transferring data from an iPhone to an Android phone with an app called Switch to Android. Switch to Android, however, is pretty limited by iOS and can't transfer data such as text messages, wallpapers, and chat history, nor can it transfer things like eSIM, files, passwords, or bookmarks from Safari. Apple also says that it is making other changes to improve data portability, including updated migration and data download options for users, and the ability to download additional information from the App Store, but specific details about how some of this will work remain unclear. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. Again, as I said yesterday, you can now subscribe to an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. 9to5 Mac Daily Plus also gets you a bonus episode every month for even more content. You can leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts to help more people find the show. Find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. I am on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.